Welcome to the Women's Rugby Rundown for April 15th through the 21st. Less than 100 days from the Paris Olympics, we know 11 of the 12 teams that are set to compete in Rugby Sevens. We look at round four of the Guinness Women's Six Nations with wins by England, Scotland, and France. Mahata Honda secured their third title of the season when they won the inaugural RFER Cup. The Black Ferns also announced their 2024 contracted players, and we provide a global overview of premier and club competitions worldwide. Get ready for a journey through the latest of women's rugby. This is your Women's Rugby Rundown, and we're about to kick off. We already know 11 of the 12 teams participating in the Paris 2024 Olympics, but we have the World Rugby Sevens Repechage Tournament on June 21st and 23rd in Monaco that will decide that 12th seed. Favorites are probably China, but Poland and Kenya have a shot there too. Switching over to 15s, round four of the Guinness Women's Six Nations saw wins by England, Scotland, and France. England demolished Ireland 88-10, their largest score against the Irish, but they fell short of their largest margin of victory by 1 point. Scotland beat Italy 17-10, marking a historic moment. They triumphed over Italy for the first time, and they now have won 8 of their last 10 tests. And then, meanwhile, France blanked Wales 40-0. Securing their third title of the season, Mahata Honda clinched their inaugural RFER Cup victory with a 16-10 victory over Krat, adding to their previous successes this year in the Iberian Cup and the Super Cup. The Black Ferns announced their 2024 contracted players. They're looking ahead to the Pacific Four Series, the O'Reilly Cup, and then, of course, the WXV. And the Nigeria AIL final in Ireland will be this weekend. Railway is looking to reclaim their title. They'll face UL Bohemian once again. During the regular season, they split wins, so this one looks like it's going to be a coin toss, with maybe a little bit of favor going towards the defending champions, Railway Union. The Allianz Cup will have a new champion this year as Bristol Bears will take on Saracens this Saturday. Exeter, the defending champions, will face against Gloucester Harpury in the bronze match. Loughborough takes on Sale for fifth place and the Harlequin Square off against Trailfinders for seventh. In the Super W Grand Finale this weekend at Ballymore Stadium, the Waratahs will face reigning champions Fiji on Drua. Waratahs haven't won since 2021 and Fiji on Drua looking for a repeat performance. Several regional championships happened over the weekend in USA Club. Check out our website for all of the updated brackets as they look forward to the finals in Austin, Texas on May 17th through the 19th. The Black Pearls continue their dominance of the Uganda Nile Special Championship League. And Emily, who we spoke about last week, scored 4 more tries in a match against the She-Wolves, so reaching 50 tries and 250 points with still a few matches to go. That'll close out our week. We've got much more for you on the website, yscrugby.com. And to never miss an episode, check us out on Patreon, Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube.